This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Monday released Abdul Latif Nasser, a one-time Taliban commander in Afghanistan, from the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He was sent to his native Morocco after being held at Guantanamo for 19 years. It was the first transfer of a Guantanamo detainee under U.S. President Joe Biden. A senior administration official told reporters the U.S. is, quote, very much focused, subject to national security reviews, on transferring more Guantanamo prisoners to other countries willing to take them and closing the facility. Nasser, who is 56, was released to Morocco 5 years after senior U.S. officials first determined he was no longer a significant threat to U.S. security. But the facility on the eastern tip of Cuba once housed more than 700 terrorism suspects in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States. Human rights activists have criticized the United States for its operation of a highly secure prison, asserting that the detention of such a large number of fighters captured on battlefields throughout the Mideast and South Asia was excessive and their treatment at Guantanamo inhumane. 39 prisoners remain at Guantanamo. Of those, the White House says 10 are already eligible for transfer to other countries. 17 are eligible for further review. 10 are involved in the military commission trial process. 2 have been convicted. The White House says Biden wants to close the Guantanamo facility by the end of his 4-year term in the White House. And you can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website. It's voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. This is VOA News.